WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy vows to fight to the finish for the speaker's job, despite the spectacle that is playing out during the first days of the new Congress. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The House adjourned again Wednesday night without electing a speaker. So far, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has been unable to secure enough votes after six ballots over the past 2 days. At least 20 Republicans are blocking his bid. McCarthy met with some of them at the Capitol, but was unable to reach a deal, though some said the talks were productive. The House resumes Thursday for another round of voting. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Just in, the man accused in the November killings of four University of Idaho students has arrived in Idaho. Brian Koberger, a Washington State University doctoral student, was arrested at his parents' Pennsylvania home last week. He's charged with four counts of first-degree murder and felony burglary. The family of Bills player Damar Hamlin is staying positive about his recovery from cardiac arrest during Monday night's game. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Damar Hamlin's family spokesman says his recovery is moving in a positive direction. Jordan Rooney told the Associated Press, quote, "We all remain optimistic," but did not go into further detail at the request of Hamlin's family. The Bills say the 24-year-old is still listed in critical condition. Rooney says Hamlin's family has been helped by the outpouring of support around the world. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Rain is falling in California, and a lot of it is expected as a second atmospheric river hits just days after one that was deadly and damaging. Santa Barbara County leaders are concerned about mudslides in a high-risk coastal area. Chief Kevin Taylor is with the Montecito Fire Protection District.
The highest risk will be overnight, sometime between midnight and 3 a.m. And as a result, we're asking the community members located in the at-risk parcels on the storm impact consideration map to evacuate.
A survey by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration estimates more than one in five Americans over the age of 12 used illicit drugs in 2021. More from CBS's Alexander Tin.
22% of Americans ages 12 and older used illicit drugs at least once during the year of 2021, and close to 17% have either a drug or alcohol use disorder.
After a public viewing, the funeral for Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI will be held tomorrow. CBS's Tina Krause with more.
Even non-Catholics feel the historical and spiritual impact of both the man and the moment.
There is a certain amount of reverence of someone that's so, you know, religious and so strong in their faith.
The 95-year-old German Pope died on Saturday. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, January 5th. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. The Operations Committee meeting, originally scheduled for January 2nd, will be held Thursday, January 5th at 9 a.m. at the Courthouse in Room 114. The Planning and Zoning Department is holding a special meeting at 9:30 a.m. by teleconference to have a general discussion on upcoming broadband grant opportunities. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Human Resources Committee will hold their meeting at 4 p.m. in the Portage County Annex, Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will hold their meeting at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 30, winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 32. Chance of snow showers again, tomorrow night, 15, overcast. About an inch of snow, overnight, through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There is in my heart.
I'll die alone. I'll die in my garage looking at my Lego sets.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, Waukesha, everyone streaming, everyone listening later on the podcast, Jane Madner.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm just dandy. How are you doing?
I am dandy as well.
Dandy. We should bring that word back.
It's kind of fun just watching what's going on in Washington.
That is going to be our top story. That is our top story. That was my poll of the day on the Twitter. If you want to check that out, on As Goes Wisconsin or at As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter. And it's Wednesday, so you know what that means.
What does that mean?
That means you're here.
I'm here,
Mr. Greg Ma.
And just to let you know, I use dandy quite a bit.
It's a great word.
I say it a lot.
So it's not quite a hard consonant, but it's a harder consonant with the D.
And when you say it to people, they're like, you don't say like, you could say to someone, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing fine, or I'm doing good. Everything's fine. When you say dandy, you mean it. I never say I'm doing dandy. And I'm like, oh, I'm having a really hard time right now.
But do you not say it sometimes also when you're being sarcastic? You're like, I'm just dandy.
No.
Oh, you mean it sincerely when you use that word.
No, I hold that word clear in my heart and I use it for the right times. When I'm feeling dandy, I'm telling you. Peach keen, I say that too. And I mean it when I say peach keen.
All right. Which words do you use when you're being sarcastic?
I'm doing great.
Got it. I'll keep that in mind.
Doing great, Kristen.
I'll keep that in mind when I check in on you. All right. Well, very fun show today because it's Wednesday, and we always get through hump day with Mr. Greg Bach to make us laugh.
Yeah.
Give his hot takes. Coming up at 12 o'clock, another friend of the show will be here. It's been a couple weeks since he's been here, but Mr. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area has thoughts. Has thoughts on yesterday's inauguration. I have not vetted these thoughts.
Yeah.
I just asked him, what do you want to talk about? And he said, I have thoughts on the inauguration. I said, great. And
I just want to see him get on me like, it was good.
That's it. And then it's dead air.
That's it.
And
it was dandy.
So Dan will join because there was an inauguration yesterday. And most of the speech, I think we were on the air. So I had to watch the recap and read the recap from the different journalists who covered it. I saw some things on the social media last night as far as the gala. I'm a little jealous I wasn't there. I love getting dressed up, but you know.
And cutting a couple polkas.
Cutting a couple polkas. We should ask someone who was there. I feel like we have enough friends of the show who were at the gala of what was the ratio of like hip hop music to polka.
That's a great question.
Oh,
one
God.
For the ages.
I hope there wasn't a lot of hip hop just because I just don't want to.
not like hip hop, but like pop music. Like, yeah. As far as if you hire a DJ, maybe I don't know if there was a DJ or a live band. I don't even know if Dan went. I have so many questions. We're going to talk about that at 12 o'clock. Then at 12:30, I think this is going to be an interesting discussion, and I would love for people in the audience to chime in. Because how many close friends does one need?
You might hear Greg Bach cry today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because and asking from a point of actual like health reasons, science, not just wanting to be popular, but actually like through COVID times, what have we learned about isolation? What have we learned about close friendships, quality versus quantity? And so we're just going to have a conversation for the last half hour of the noon hour about how many friends do you feel like you need? What's the optimal amount?
Yeah.
Then in the fun hour, you got out of a name for that yet? No? Okay.
The great hour.
The great hour. Comedian, Milwaukee native, Wisconsin native.
Well, yeah, he lives in Madison. He's actually Omaha native.
Oh.
From Omaha, Nebraska. Now he's been living in Wisconsin for a long time. Lived in LA for a little while. Came back to Wisconsin. Now lives up in the Madison area. But he's Wisconsin. He's ours.
He's ours.
He's ours.
Comedian Johnny Beaner is going to be here. And I'm excited because you, Greg, there's many comedians right now who are re-recording their albums, like T-Swift.
Yeah,
to Swift. And we'll get more into it then of why people are doing it, what's the advantage of doing it, how hard is it to do that. So Johnny will be here to talk about that with us at 1. And at 1:30, it's National Trivia Day.
Oh, so grand.
Let's lean into it. We have Ryan Wickens, who is the CEO and founder of Quizmaster, which is a trivia company that you can hire to do trivia at your bars or your parties. And he has a little bit of a game for us.
Ryan Wickens sounds like you should have a hat and a cane.
You should tell him that when he comes.
I'm Ryan Wickens of Quizmaster.
All right. But to start off for the newsy hour, let's go. Let's just jump right into the news of the day. The newly elected 118th Congress convened for the first time yesterday. And unlike the rest of us, they get to vote for who their boss is. Well, the process did not go as planned yesterday. Although maybe a lot of people predicted this was going to happen for the month or so that people said this is what's going to happen. But GOP leader Kevin McCarthy failed to win his bid to become Speaker of the House, falling short of the 218 votes needed. Not once, not twice, but three times. And they adjourned, and they are getting back in session today at, well, maybe.
They're in session.
They're in, so it's noon Eastern.
Yes. Yeah.
So Jane, that'll be part of your job today, is to give us updates on.
And last I checked, right before we went on the air, it seemed like the Republicans want to adjourn because it's not going to go well. And Democrats are saying, yeah, we're not doing that. And if we can get five or six Republicans, they will have to take another vote and embarrass Kevin McCarthy yet again.
Because that's the thing, is every time they took a vote, he lost more and more votes. He lost 20 votes.
Okay. And so I asked this morning, my Twitter poll for today was, how does this make you feel? A, concerned. B, tickled. That's a great word. 3, WTF were AOC and Paul Gosar and Matthew Gaetz talking about, although it couldn't use that many characters, or C, D, other. So how are you feeling, Greg?
Okay, I'm split into two pieces here. There's the part of me that's like the adult who's like, you know, this is bad. Like, we need leadership. They're not the party who's in charge. They're not my party. Okay, fine. But they're in charge, and that's all there is to it. But oh my gosh, the other side of me is like giggling like a pig in filth. It's like I just want to watch it all happen with the Benny Hill theme song playing behind it the whole time, because it's just ridiculous. And watching like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan say, but you know, Kevin McCarthy is the man, and Matt Gaetz and other people be like, no, he's not the man. Then people like Jim Jordan for speaker. And he's probably like, well, I only have one yellow tie. What am I going to do? I mean, it's just, Like, I want to see an Adam McKay directed film about this process.
That's great.
That would be an amazing, because then he'd be like, here's world famous tap dancer so and so to explain why the house vote is so important, and they're tap dancing the whole time, and then like you're like, Savion Glover, why didn't you tell us about the process of picking a speaker? And then you're like, oh my gosh, he's so entertaining, and we're screwed.
Yes, and I think that if you have thoughts, if you're tickled or concerned, or maybe you're both, but which one are you more of? 844-967-2789. I think I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because it's, and not because I want the Republicans to fail, but it's that there's some of these characters who have made, what was the showboaters? Is that what you so called them yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday? That it feels, I don't know. It feels a little like karmic as far as showing your butt a little bit.
That's why, one of the reasons why I'm tickled is because this massive show of force, this massive, like, we're going to take it back and do all these things. Like, you don't, and this is just another example of watching the Republicans post-election fumble over themselves to do anything. They did it in 2010 when they won back. You know, they couldn't repeal Obamacare. They couldn't do it while he was leaving office. They couldn't even do it while Trump was in office and he was there. Yeah. I mean, they just constantly do this, like, we are for freedom. We are for America. And like, but what are you really for, though? Because you're not. You're not for anything specific. So when you finally do get power, it's like when the Joker says in The Dark Knight, he's like, I wouldn't know what would happen. I'm like a dog chasing a car. I wouldn't know what to do if I caught one. This is exactly what it's like.
I saw a great comment on Twitter this morning just about how people are feeling about watching all of this going on. And I think the best example, she said, watching the Republicans trying to get it together is like watching a Roomba stuck in a corner and it keeps bashing itself into the wall over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because what I understand is that he's made these concessions. None of it's good enough. It feels like it's just spite at this point, that the people who are the group that's holding out, it's just because they don't like him. They don't trust him. But I just don't understand who they're going to be able to put up. Because if this is the further right wing, who can everyone, who are all the Republicans going to get behind?
I don't think, and honestly, I don't think there is actually a figurehead who can, see, that's the thing, is Kevin McCarthy is kind of, in a really sick way of saying it, the perfect one, because he embodies all of it. You know what I mean? Like, he can talk to those center-leaning Republicans. He can talk to those far-leaning Republicans. And you thought that he'd be the guy who could do this, and apparently not, even though he's the guy who, like, went to Mar-a-Lago a bunch of times, shook the hand of Donald Trump, and he's still saying today, he's like, I got the support of Donald Trump. We'll see what happens today. And yesterday, Donald Trump came out and said, we'll see what happens. So, like, in my opinion, there is no one figure. Like, to me, it's going to be the kind of thing where someone accidentally presses a button and, like, oh, my God, Lauren Boebert.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, what happened? Did you see the video of her yesterday talking about how they're taking out the metal detectors that lead into the chamber of the House?
No.
They took them out, and she made a video saying, a couple of years ago, they put these piles of junk in here. Now we're going to turn this house from Pelosi's house into the people's house. I'm like, remember last time the people got into the house? Do you remember the last time the people got into the house? And you're happy they're getting rid of the metal detectors?
That's because she wants to carry.
Oh, carry what?
All right. Well, we're going to keep this conversation going when we come back from the break, because I want to know your best guess of what Paul Gosar said to AOC as they were chit-chatting. If you have thoughts, you're always welcome to join the conversation. 844-967-2789. How are you feeling? How are you feeling about the state of governing in the House right now? This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now
is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. 40 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Matinair on the board and Greg Bach across from me as our standard, regular, consistent Wednesday co-host. We are talking about the meltdown, the historic meltdown of what's been happening in the Capitol, where yesterday the Senate was just fine. Saw some very fun memes about the big boy, John Fetterman, getting sworn in and just towering over everyone.
In a suit.
Whoa.
I know.
Sell out.
And everything in the Senate seems to be moving forward, but literally nothing can happen in the House until they choose a speaker. Nothing. They can't make appointments. They can't swear anyone else in. So all of the newly elected congressmen cannot be sworn in until they choose a speaker.
And what's they had all their families there, too, yesterday.
Yes.
What's George Santos going to do?
I know. But this is, I feel like this fact is getting, this. It is a fact, is getting thrown out a lot, but I'll just repeat it. The 34th Congress in 1856. I do feel like when you learn about history and how chaotic things have always been, and it feels chaotic now, and maybe it was just because most of the 20th century, it was a little bit more buttoned up. But some of the craziness that was happening in the 1800s, as we were still such a new country, is worth looking back and like, oh no, this has always been a country of radical men with egos. And so in 1850, well, it's not like we were in power. So, it's not like it was women doing
radical
this.
Radical dudes.
And so in 1856, 133 rounds over 2 months, it took them to finally get a Speaker of the House.
Oh my God.
And I don't know.
And who did it end up being?
I think
like,
we're probably, are we past four yet?
I will check, but okay. I don't think so.
Yeah. But, yeah, so here we are. It's both kind of hilarious and also very concerning of what bumpy ride we're in for once they finally do pick someone. What does that mean as far as their ability to actually govern and set priorities of what the House is going to be focused on? And, but truly, I think one of the moments yesterday that everyone, at least on the internet, was like, what? Was there's two separate clips of AOC first talking. I don't know which one came first, chicken or the egg. But she was talking and not yelling, like having a conversation, which you don't ever expect to happen because of how diametrically opposed these people are. At one point she was talking to Matt Gaetz and they were on the floor talking. And then she was sitting next to Paul Gosar, who literally like shared an anime video of her getting murdered.
Yeah.
And yet there they were having a civil conversation. And I don't know if anything's been confirmed of what they were actually talking about.
I've seen nothing so far. So
have you heard anything? Do you have any good guesses of what they were sharing, like recipes or something?
I think that maybe Louis Gozar was like, or not Gozar, his name, his
first Paul, name? I think it's Paul.
Paul, sorry, I'm thinking Gohmert from Texas. He's probably, hey, do you feel like that that new Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell Christmas movie was just trying too hard? Just trying too hard, right? Just trying too, no, I mean, I mean, big on AOC, man. That's what it'd be like, that's what Congress is about, like, you got to go in there and you have to talk to the people you disagree with and you might not even like, but you got to get something done. And who knows what they were discussing, but the fact they were discussing anything is shocking to me.
Go ahead, Jane.
Dexter from the 608 says what Gosar said to AOC, quote, "I was just kidding when I fantasized about killing you. We're all good, right?"
Yeah.
We good, right?
High five.
Well, it's cool, right? We cool.
Little fist bump. And because she looks, because you mostly, in both videos, you can mostly see her face.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't agree with everything she says, but I am a fan of AOC. I find her wildly dynamic.
Yeah.
I think I think she's a very interesting person to watch, of how much she's been able to do in such a short period of time and being so young, but she's pulled together. It's not, they're certainly not fighting. They're certainly exchanging information. And so the best guess I've heard so far is that they were getting confirmation that no one was going to walk away from Jeffries as far as compromise or be able to peel away votes in one way or another. And so, which makes the most sense in this scenario, but it was just such a wild, like, what backdoor conversations are happening right now? Because with each vote, McCarthy was losing more votes, right?
Yep.
And so trying to understand who, like, what, who's pushing which direction and how long is this going to take and how many different names are going to get thrown in there before we actually find out who. Because, I mean, Scalise's name has been thrown out.
Scalise, Jim Jordan's name was brought up, too. Someone nominated Jim Jordan. I feel like, if anything, that makes sense what the person is. It makes sense what you were saying is that, you know, he just leaned and goes, can we peel any votes away from Jeffries? And she just looks and goes, no.
No.
And then, like, I'm going to get back to work now.
Yeah.
We got Jack on the phone real quickly, Jack, because we only got about a minute and a half. What do you want to say?
First of all, the longer this Republican impasse in the House continues, my opinion is it's the better. It's just like the gerrymandered Wisconsin Republican legislature. I got no problem with them going on recess for three quarters of a year because it means they aren't going to pass any terrible legislation that needs to be vetoed by the governor. And the same is true with the House of Representatives. First of all, they almost certainly won't propose any legislation that Americans favor, whether it's women's medical rights, gun law reform, controlling the ridiculous amount of defense spending that Eisenhower 70 years ago warned us about. What will probably happen is a bunch of useless investigations into everything from Hunter Biden's laptop to Nancy Pelosi. They'll probably even go back and look at Hillary's emails.
Because we got to get to the bottom of that.
Absolutely. All right, thanks so much for the call, Jack. We got to let you go because we got to go to commercial, but thank you for the call. And I think that's an interesting point. It's like, it's revealing who they are, and it's also keeping them distracted from doing anything else. All right, we're going to go to another break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores!
Rangers. A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin DNR is asking you for help in spotting bear dens. It's part of a study that started last year and will provide new estimates of reproductive rates for black bears in each of the state's management zones. People are urged to report any information online about known black bear dens without approaching or entering them. Wisconsin currently has a bear population around 26,000, with hunters harvesting close to 4,000 each year. The state's residents now have until February 28th to comment on the draft Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan. The current plan, considered outdated, was written in 1999 and then slightly altered in 2007. The DNR says the goal is to ensure the state's wolf population remains healthy and secure while balancing the interests of the public. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night, 123-113. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 30, winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 32. Chance of snow showers again, tomorrow night, 15, overcast. About an inch of snow, overnight, through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
It's the exact same thing. You looked at me. You're looking at me like...
No, it's just one of those things where I'm like, it's like social media where there's like, you can find me on all of the different things.
Well, that's why you say just where you get your podcasts.
I know. But it's, is it just because you have an Android that's what you do?
Yeah. Cause I use a Google Pixel and the Apple Music app that comes with Google that's Android is not good. So I just got rid of Apple Music eventually, and now I have Google, and then I actually use YouTube Premium, which gives me YouTube Music, which gives me all the music I need. I'm, by the way, not paid by YouTube to say any of this stuff, which is a shame.
The voice you're hearing is that of Greg Bach. It is Wednesday.
Yay.
So does Greg Bach come today, Wednesday. Well, do you have more thoughts on the meltdown at the house?
The only thing, so two things. When you were talking about the 1856, my brain immediately was like, that was under President James Buchanan, because he was the 15th president of the United States, and I'm a nerd. But the other thing, too, is you ever, okay, so whenever like you're listening to world news, you're like, oh, there was a dust up in Parliament in England. You're like, oh, those wacky guys, and it's so weird. And I just want to know, what does the world think of? Because, okay, I'm not about America chest beating, like, we're America. But I also understand that as America, we have a reputation of being like the biggest kid with the biggest stick. And the fact that some of our leaders can't get together and elect a leader to do a job, it just, how does it look? How does it look?
Oh, it looks terrible.
We look ridiculous. We look like clowns.
But don't you also wonder, I wonder sometimes, it's so much easier to be in the minority and not have to actually do anything that has any results. You could just get to showboat around and grandstand around and yell and shriek and go on Fox and go on all these outlets, and you never have to accomplish anything.
That goes back to what I was saying in the previous segment, which is once they've caught the car.
Yeah.
And before, when they were chasing the car, you had Boebert saying, we're going to impeach. I mean, she's been trying to impeach Joe Biden since the day he was inaugurated, you know, talking about what Jack was talking about on the phone there, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop and Hillary Clinton's emails and Benghazi and, you know, all this stuff. Now that they're in power, they're going to have to come to reckon with, they're going to have voters who are going to be in their district saying, what's going on with this information? What's going on here? And then they have to try to explain to them. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting because it's like, does that met? And I don't know. Like, I think one of the things we'd learned from the November election is that, at least what I think my interpretation and analysis was, is that voters are smarter than we give them credit for.
Absolutely.
And that this assumption that people are just going to vote down ticket, and some people do, but I think there was more discretion as far as a check on extremism, a desire for people to start getting things done. And, you know, can we do hard things both on the state level, which we're going to talk about at 12 when Dan Schaefer joins us, as far as the inauguration and a new term and like kind of murmurings of bipartisanship from both sides, whether that's Brian Schimming, who's the new chair for the Wisconsin GOP, Voss kind of saying he's going to come to the table. And like this all could all end up being just fluff of them saying that and that nothing actually changes.
Yeah.
But there's at least more of a sentiment, I think, that's being put out there in our state right now of kind of easing up on the gridlock. And the same thing, I don't know, maybe if there's the session of this house doesn't get anything done. But the thing is, can't they just still blame a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate?
Yeah, they're still doing that. They're all, what this actually shows, going back to what you're saying, you're right. The voters are smarter than we are giving credit for. And even those people who say like 2016, 2020 were voting extreme and saying extreme things in 2022, they're like, all right, let's just, you know, back off a little. Those elections had consequences, and those consequences are now you voted people into power who represented what you thought 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago. So now you've got these people in here who are making it impossible for things to get done because they're just acting like children.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's about saying, okay, in 2024, when your congressperson's coming for election, if you don't like what they're doing, are you going to get them out of there? Are you going to try to put someone who... And I'm thinking...
Will they get primaried? Like, yeah. I think it'd be interesting to see, fast forward 2 years from now, the landscape for the... I don't foresee a ton of change, because as much as there's been these conversations about the squad and the Democrats getting pulled further left, and there's probably some arguments for that, and whether that's a credit to Nancy Pelosi or what, like, they've been a unit. Mm-hmm. There's not been this kind of damaging, very public fighting that's now happening within the Republicans. And like, how much does this change the landscape of how many people get primaried in 2024? This isn't talking about like the presidential landscape, right? But I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see what's held accountable for this kind of disarray. Yeah. Which...
And the update from the chambers is Kevin McCarthy loses for the fourth time.
He's like the 90s Bills. Am I right, people? That's a football
Too
reference.
Soon.
Whatever. What? What?
Do you not know what happened on Monday night?
No, I don't know what happened on Monday. Sorry, everybody, I don't watch football. I have no idea what happened.
The Bills player that went into cardiac arrest?
Oh, that was that?
That was that.
Oh, well,
it was the Bills versus the Bengals.
I still stand by the fact that they lost four Super Bowls in a row. I'm not making fun of a person who had a heart attack, and let's open the discussion to CTE and other problems in the National Football League. I'm happy to talk about that stuff, but that doesn't change the fact that they lost four Super Bowls in a row.
See, you're kind of a sports fan. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know football. I just stopped watching it. But
go back to your point.
Now everything about Skip Bayless makes sense. the person I'm actually the most interested in right now during this whole kerfuffle is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene, on paper, should be the one saying Kevin McCarthy should never be speaker. He should be primaried out of office, and we should move on with someone who believes in what we as the Freedom Caucus. And she's not. She's on Kevin McCarthy's side.
Was she always on Kevin McCarthy's?
No.
He bought her.
Saw some video yesterday of her talking about her caucus and how they didn't ask it. Like she was the one who's not on any committees, and their negotiation with McCarthy didn't include anything that she wanted. So she's saying this to the press.
Yep, she's saying this.
So no one knows how to just keep their mouth shut and have backdoor meetings anymore.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that Republicans always had. The Republicans always had this sense of like tight lips, vote together, stand together, win together. And now it's just falling apart.
Yeah.
Sometimes they resemble the old time Democrats too, where the tent is so big that you've got these far left people. You got these center left people who just can't get along. They snipe at each other. They bicker with each other. But now it's,
But that's because so many of these players are just in it for themselves.
Yeah.
They are solely interested in writing a book when they get out, getting on Fox News, getting on news outlets. They don't care. Yeah. And that's why they have no loyalty to anything.
They truly don't know what it's like to be in politics. They don't know the game. And the game, for as dirty and messy as it can be, is absolutely beautiful. The idea of like weaving in and out and trying to get deals done and talking to people and trading this for this and blah, 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 and not making sure it's not terrible. But they're just not smart enough. None of these people are smart enough to. Kevin McCarthy's a politician. He's smart enough to play the game. These idiots are not. These Matt Gaetzes, Jim Jordans, George Santos, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. They're morons. They're absolute morons. They're like the 90s Bills who just kept on losing Super Bowls every year.
Good callback.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to move on to another loose-lipped.
Hot button topic.
Loose-lipped. I don't know if it's hot button, but it is a, I am not someone who is necessarily always very careful about what I text, but I don't have to be because no one's going to go through and subpoena my text messages, at least not yet. unlike former GOP chairman Andrew Hitt, who had to submit testimony and hand over text messages to the January 6th committee. And among the last batch of documents that were dropped off by the congressional committee investigating the January 6th, 2021 insurrection, riot, whatever you want to call it, gathering. So some people would might call it
tourist visit.
Yes. Is text messages between Andrew Hitt and who was it? Executive chairman, who was Jefferson, that Ron Johnson, our senior senator, was indeed asking, lamenting, complaining, directing. That part is up for interpretation. What were his actual intentions with these the conversation he had with Andrew Hitt? But this comes through in text messages that happened that Andrew was sending to, why can't I not think of his first name? Jefferson, who was the...
Thomas.
No. All right, so here we go. Johnson reached out to Hitt on December 2020 as the then president, Donald Trump, launched efforts to overturn the election results. And as a state party leaders, they were crafting a plan to bring Republicans to the Capitol to sign paperwork alleging they were the electors for Trump. And so there was, do you have it in front of you?
I do.
All right. So Mark Jefferson, there we
go. Mark Jefferson, yeah.
Jane, do you have it in front of you? No. Okay. So the narrator hit.
Oh, shoot. Keep talking. Sorry. I pulled the wrong thing. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'll play hit and you play Jefferson.
Okay, cool. I'm in it.
I'm Andrew Hitt.
All right, cool.
Ron called me right after and now is arguing for us to have the legislature choose the electors. OMG.
What is he doing?
There is a huge amount of pressure building on them to find a way around the Electoral College.
How can he feel good about promoting that, though? Does he believe we won here?
I don't know if that's at all how Mark Jefferson sounds, but good job.
Exactly. It's called
He does now.
That's called artistic license.
So, I would love if that text... There was some Hope Hicks text that came out yesterday that were happening during the actual insurrection. I think that's a little bit more fun as a dramatic reading. There was more of them. But basically, in his testimony, he then said that he felt as though Johnson was, this was a general complaint more than a directive, which, because Johnson says he has no recollection, of course, of this phone call, you can't really prove what his intent was when he was talking about this with Hitt. But at least the text messages indicate that he at least was saying, I wish Robin Voss could just decide who won Wisconsin.
I mean, I'll give it to Ron Johnson. Good on him for not texting that information to Hitt or to Jefferson, because when you see people texting that kind of stuff, you're like, what are you doing? That's called a document.
There's a reason why kingpins don't touch phones.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, reading this story is crazy to me. And I mentioned it to you before. It's like, they actually went in, they signed documents, and they wanted to ship them to Washington. I think they did ship them to Washington. They put someone on a plane and said... because they tried to hand him Mike Pence.
Right. And they also had someone let them into the Capitol.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Teston? Wasn't it Patrick Teston?
That I'm not sure of.
I have to go back. It's in the article as far as like who opened the door. And there was like secret car rides and like back, like there was like things in the back rooms and stuff like that. Like they certainly knew they were doing something wrong and they needed to be secretive about it. And now their excuse or their like, well, we just signed it just in case lawsuits across the country and in our state and it ended up showing that Trump won. We just wanted it to be there.
Yeah.
And apparently that's enough to not have any legal standing as far as like, hey, you can't do that.
Well, and that was what I said to you. That's what I said to you quickly about that is that this seems like a crime.
I know.
This seems like a crime. Falsifying documents in a federal election. What are we doing now?
But I don't think it is, right?
Obviously, it can't. It's not because it would be in the article.
All right. Well.
And you were right. Patrick Teston did open the door.
Thank you. So it's funny when these stories break because I feel like we've gotten immune to them.
Yeah.
You're like, well, of course he did. But it's worth talking about again and just being like, how did we re-elect this guy? But here we are. And now we're going to a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News Talk Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Here's the news, coming to you every hour on the hour.
Here's the news.
The weather's fine, but the
welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Mr. Greg Bach is here. Jane Madnair is on the board. We have been talking about, we started with McCarthy, and I have to say, our dear colleague, who actually will be here for the last hour, because Jane's got a
dentist appointment.
Yeah. I was going to say it. Unless you said it. I said a previous engagement. Is going to be joining us, and he just sent us one of the funniest. The internet is unbeaten as far as how quickly people come up with memes. And so let me paint the picture for you. As we probably, anyone who spends any time on the internet, when you have to verify that you are a human.
Not a robot.
You sometimes have to choose pictures. You're like, oh, choose all of the pictures out of these 9 that are stoplights or cars or crosswalks. And so he just sent us one that said, select all images with a speaker. And there's an old speaker, a new speaker, a boombox speaker. And the only things not checked off is the microphone and Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Comedy is the best.
Oh, man. I wonder what the odds are, because you know there's a betting market right now. In the same way, there's a betting market for every election and what the odds are. And you can literally bet on the internet for elections and get better odds and blah, blah, blah. There's somewhere right now that you can bet whether or not Kevin McCarthy is actually going to end up being speaker. I'm going to text my brother, because if anyone knows it, it's him.
He'll know. That's a really good point. Yeah, that's great.
All right. Well, off of old white Republican men, you might find at your nearest pharmacy, this is, I think, going to be very controversial. I don't know how legal it's going to be in states like ours that currently has a criminal abortion ban. But yesterday, the FDA changed its rules to allow certified pharmacies to provide abortion pills with a prescription. And so previously, you've needed to actually go see a doctor, and they were the only ones who... So you still need a prescription, so a doctor still needs to give it to you, but maybe it can be through telehealth. And there was, I know, as soon as Roe v. Wade got overturned, a fair amount of people instructing how, if you lived in a state like Wisconsin, you could have a different P.O. box address and a forwarding address and like different loopholes to be able to still get these pills. But maybe this, with the FDA changing the rules, that becomes easier to do. But obviously, I think that this is going to face legal challenges, because for people who are anti-abortion advocates, obviously they're saying that this proves that the White House values abortion industry profits more than women's safety and unborn children's lives. But I'm interested to see how this plays out in states where abortion is either entirely illegal or very limited. Because, as a reminder, the abortion pills you can take up to 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's a instead of a procedure, it's two different pills that you take that basically induce a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And so I don't really have much to say besides I think this is a wait and see. It's an interesting development as far as because so many women who need an abortion care, it happens in the first trimester, so the first 12 weeks, having access to something like this and being able to not have to jump through the same hoops could make a big difference.
There are going to be lots of legal challenges, though.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I don't know. I mean, because it's also, I mean, this is like tampering with mail as far as being able to check what's in something that's getting sent to your house. Because it's everything I understand these pills to be is things can go wrong, but it's very rare. And so, but mostly that you can take them and you can take them at home.
Yeah.
And you should have a checkup. But as far as it being really safe, it is incredibly safe.
Yeah. What will be interesting to me is like all legal challenges aside through the courts, if, what sort of freedoms people will be willing to dispense with or get rid of, you know what I mean? Like, so like,
privacy. You mean like anti-abortion people?
Yeah. Like, and who in the, I mean, like, all right, now we don't have to worry about the House doing anything at this point, but, once they get their act together, what freedoms will they be willing to tell? What freedoms will they be willing to say we don't need anymore to make this happen? And to me, that's always that, I hate the term slippery slope, though, of, okay, with this freedom now, what's the next freedom that we have to get rid of because you don't want something for us?
Well, it's the same thing in the things, during COVID, the infringement on your freedom to not wear a mask,
yeah,
to leave your house, to be in public spaces. You're like, this is my freedom. This is my right to do this. And people were asking you to not do that in the name of other people's health.
Yeah.
And on the flip side now, it's the people who are, I have the freedom to leave the state. Mm-hmm. I have the freedom to not have you go through my mail. And who's going to be on the, what Venn diagram is that of the people who thought, you're infringing my freedom when it comes to COVID, but mm-hmm. now we can infringe on your freedom when it comes to privacy and actions in the name of what they deem as unborn babies.
Yeah.
Saving babies.
Well, I mean, that just, it goes always to the argument of they don't understand what that means then, the term of freedom, you know? When we like you said it yourself, we were asking people to mask up. We were asking people to keep distance. We were asking people to get vaccine. Now, sometimes some people were mandated, but they were mandated by private companies. You were mandated to wear a mask by private companies. The government never put a national mask mandate out there. Mm-hmm. They never said it was mandatory to stand 6 feet apart from each other. They never said, as of a country, Joe Biden never said, you have to get your vaccination. That's it. So like, it just goes, that just goes down to the fact that people don't understand the concept of like the freedoms they tout. They're free from the government impinging on their freedoms. But yeah, what kind of wackadoo law is some person in Oklahoma going to propose to say, well, I think we should be able to do spot checks on mail, you know, just random checks. If they're from this company, we should be able to check their mail. That's a total violation of privacy. But they'll be willing to do it in the name of unborn babies.
Mm-hmm.
And that begs the question, what's the next freedom that's going to be taken off the table? That scares the heck out of me.
Yeah.
And disappoints me too.
Well, on that happy note, we are going to take another break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, Mr. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area will be here to talk about the inauguration. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.